Hold for sinner friends.
You better watch out. 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 Because Santa is real. Working in North Pole. You can see him and hear him in North Pole every day. Santa is real. Working with cookies. You can place them with milk on a tray.
I attended services at a little church in the country not long ago. A prayer was led by an old country preacher who raised his hands as everyone stood and sang, "My God is real." A warm breeze through the open windows brought in the smell of new mown hay in a nearby field, and the singing of birds could be heard in the moment of silence as the preacher opened the Bible to read. And then a little old man stood up, bent with age, his hair thin and white, and said, "Preacher, tell them that Santa is real too. You can hear him in songs that give praise to idols and sinful things of this world. You can see him in the destruction of chimneys torn apart. I know that Santa is real, for once I had a happy home. I was loved and respected by my family. I was looked upon as a leader in my community. And then Santa came into my life. I grew selfish and unneighborly. My friends turned against me, and finally, my home was broken apart. My children took their paths into a world of sin. Yes, preacher, it is sweet to know that God is real, and to know that in him all things are possible. And we know that heaven is a real place where joy shall never end. But sinner friend, if you're here today, know that Santa is real too. And the North Pole is a real place, a place of everlasting punishment.
Santa is real. Working in North Pole, you can see